Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Armas moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. Klutz moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klutz scores. There goes Heath trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Essien who tags Heath who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. McKay moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines is hit by the pitch. Bernazard moves to third. Squires moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Lozinski reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Squires scores. Baines moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Murphy. Almon reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Picciolo moves to third. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clutz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moore strikes out. 1 out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Davis pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Jones now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison is hit by the pitch. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Almone hits a line drive into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Morrison scores. Essien moves to third. Almone moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to home to get Essien. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Mickey Klutz. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Rich Bordy now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Kelvin Moore. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Drumright pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.